1059 The Region.
Joining us next on The Feed, we welcome Andrea Ubel. She is the Director of Program and Client Services at the Alzheimer's Society of York Region. Andrea, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you very much for having us.
Now, congratulations, first and foremost, on the success of your IG Wealth Management Walk for Alzheimer's. What can you tell us?
Thank you very much. We hosted two walks, one on May 25th at the Breyers Resort in Jackson's Point, and our second walk on June the 8th at Richmond Green Park in Richmond Hill. We're excited to share that together both walks raised $90,000. We want to give a big thank you to all of our participants who raised funds, to our volunteer committee who helped organize the events, and to our day event volunteers who helped make both days and both walks a lot of fun. We're grateful to our generous sponsors, our national sponsor, IG Wealth Management, to our local sponsors, Dell Manor, Elgin Mills, DeHart & Associates, IG Private Wealth Management, the Breyers Resort and Spa, and especially 105.9 The Region for being our media sponsor and promoting the walks in May and June. We'd also like to extend a gratitude to Bill Gianos, who's our official photographer, who donated his time to capture both days.
Well, thank you for the shout-out. Where do the funds raised from the walk go, and how does the Alzheimer's Society of York Region distribute these funds?
The $90,000 that we raise stays right here in York Region. They go to support the programs that we offer in the region, and they help families, friends, neighbors, and people themselves who are living with the disease. We offer a number of services and supports through the Alzheimer's Society. Some of them are funded from the provincial government, but many of the things that we do are done because of fundraising. So we have 3-day programs that operate throughout the region, one in Aurora, one in Thornhill, and one in Stouffville. We offer service 7 days a week. Not at all the sites. Our Aurora site is 7 days a week. Thornhill is 6 days a week, and Stouffville 3 days a week. We offer about 10 support groups across the region where caregivers can get together with other people who are experiencing the same things and talk through what they're going through, also get supports. We offer a lot of education sessions that teach caregivers and other healthcare providers about the disease. We do a lot of talks across the region for the general population. And we have a team of social workers that support about 2,200 families last year. And the social workers provide support, help the families link into services that are available, and provide education. And we're often with families for a long time sometimes because this disease does take a while to move.
Now, how can our listeners access the Society's services?
Oh, well, the easiest thing to do is to just call us at our office, and you can get hooked in and find out about what we offer. You can call us at our 800 number, which you can reach us across the region, 1-888-414-5550. Or you can look us up on the website, which is alzheimer.ca. Oh, sorry, that will get you to the Alzheimer Canada site. But our local site is alzheimer-york.com.
And how many people are living with Alzheimer's and dementia in York Region? Do you have those numbers?
Yeah, approximately 15,000 people right now are living with Alzheimer's in York Region. And we are one of the fastest growing senior populations and therefore one of the fastest growing areas with dementia population because age is probably the biggest risk factor. So by 2031, we're looking at that 15,000 becoming 30,000.
Are there strategies in place to address the growing demand for services?
Well, we're very, very pleased. Canada has just released the first national dementia strategy that came out earlier this week, and it's focusing on three areas, one which is research around preventing dementia, a second looking for advancing therapies that will find a cure, and the third pillar, if you will, is around improving the quality of life for people living with dementia and their care partners. And the federal government has announced, I think it was $50 million that will be put into this strategy over the next little while.
Now, I know you already provided the phone number and the website, but I think it's probably worth repeating. Where can our listeners get more information?
Okay, so our website, which is www.alzheimer-york.com, and I can spell it, it's alzheimer-york.com. Or you can call us. Our 1-800 number is 1-888-414-5550.
Andrea, thank you for joining us on the feed, and thank you for the work that you do with the Alzheimer's Society of York Region.
Thank you very much.
We're the station everyone's talking about because we talk about you. York Region, we are your radio station. 105.9 The Region.